Alive by Vicky, wrong, Chang. Sitting in stillness, or is it aliveness, like the stately family of wood that lines the road, rooted to the earth below and connected to the sky above, swayed by the wind of the breath and the steady thrum of the red heart, I pull the darkness out of me, and it sits like an old friend before me, close enough to touch. Today it looks like a chair, with arms in a back, legs in a head, the color of my raven tresses, the hairs stiffened and matted into form. The chair is living and it is dead. Much like my dear friend, the young sapling living behind the wooden box that I call home. I'm startled when the elderly mother with wavy ramen framing her pale face remarks, "Half of the tree is dead." I look in wonder, green sprouting from one side of the intertwined legs and bare branches on the other. "We could cut off the dead part," she suggests. I feel the curl of fear in the belly. To let go of what is dead, when it has been supporting me day after day after day. The days turning into weeks, years, decades, centuries, lifetimes. How easily cement can be mistaken for wood, a lie for the truth. What is alive and what is masquerading as life? Life is red, the red of the moon blood that echoes the rhythm of the tide, stopping, starting, coming monthly, some years not at all, confident in her knowing. The bumps on the tongue, lazing in the mouth, begging for rasa, the juice of life. The red of the matchbox, the sudden tiny spark that comes from the alchemy of X plus Y that starts the journey with no ending or beginning. The howl of a newborn emerging from the womb, our first home, the first migration that contains it all. I belong, I feel, I am, see me, hear me. And the long journey back to the first wail of life from the red mouth of desire. The simplicity of answers that lie in the trill of the tiny brown birds flying in ribbon paths, the fat bulges of pollen on the yellow bee's hanging legs, the curve of the opulent white petal, the click of the glossy raven's claws on the roof. The blue dragonfly tickling my toes, nudging me to see. The way that everything bends towards the light. How the sacredness of play, pleasure, rage, and desire have become revolutionary, radical, forbidden, like the name of the dark purple rice I eat with red jujubes and black sesame seeds. We have created an enemy of the untamable current of life. And the loud echo of violence lives within the wild animals we inhabit, that we force into obedience in a culture, a country, a world that worships machines, productivity, doing, mind. We have moved from the simple truth of being, belonging, relationship, each breath, cry, and life to war. The instinct for survival, so deeply planted in all living beings, resting alert in the base of the brain, has been weaponized for a masquerade called life. Buried within us, like the terracotta warriors in the ancient capital of Xi'an, we are commanded by a motherless dead king come to life across continents, cultures, peoples. The ruthless precision of war, to defend to the death for survival. The elaborate structures, each with their specific purpose, the weapons, the planning, the strategy, the armies. Tracing circles on the soft, rounded belly, the limp cobwebs of the mind clear. The truth spills out, and I walk the red road home.